And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Santa Barbara and Ventura Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is all business, all the time. Each of my guests is talking about an aspect of business that is important to each of us. My first guest has made a study of body language and how it impacts leadership. She explained how body language can help or hurt you as being a leader from her book, The Silent Language of Leaders. My next guest is the CEO of Boomerang.com, one of this country's leaders in internet marketing through email. We'll discuss the optimum use of email marketing in the internet age. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Dave Kearney is the founder of Boomerang. Dave designed and implemented most of the proprietary software used by Boomerang today. He's an 18-year veteran of the high technology industry. Before joining Boomerang, he was a product line marketing manager for software at MIPS Computing Systems. He's also worked as both a compiler engineer and a Unix operating system engineer for Massachusetts Computer Systems. He earned his undergraduate degree in software engineering from Bucknell University and an MBA from none less than Cornell University. Welcome to the show, Dave. How are you today?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being a guest on our show, and we always love to talk to thought leaders in business such as yourself who really understands the ins and outs of internet email marketing. But before we get into that, I just have to commend you because Boomerang was recently won an international recognition as the best email program tool for Salesforce.com. Congratulations. So in a few words, describe what is Boomerang and how did you come up with the name Boomerang for your company?
Well, when I started the company 20 years ago, we actually started off in fax and fax on demand services. But since then, about 1994, we sent our first email broadcast, probably making Boomerang one of the oldest email marketing companies in the country.
Wow.
We got into it. The name Boomerang generally means, in terms of Boomerang marketing, sending information back and getting response, sending information out and getting responses back. And so we're all about starting a conversation with your customers and making that conversation valuable for both parties.
All right. So it's sort of like the flight path of a boomerang. It goes out, and hopefully it comes right back to you as well. That's what you want to get out of
the
company. Now, you started out as a fax on demand service, and then you moved into email as email became more popular. So what void does Boomerang play in the marketplace? What void is Boomerang filling? What niche is out there that you're seeking?
Well, we're providing not only the tools but the expertise and the help that our customers need to send better and more effective email messages out to their customers. I mean, if you're receiving email now, which I'm sure you are, from various advertisers and so on, most companies think in terms of sending email out promoting whatever product that they're trying to sell. And generally that doesn't work very well because when you're promoting your products flat out, sending coupons and so on, that can get kind of tiring. We're finding that that it's much more valuable for our customers and clients to send out information that's actually valuable to their customers. So I'll give you an example. So let's say you're a company selling mattresses.
Okay.
And you've got a list of people that you're sending out emails to, and you're sending out emails for coupons or whatever. You know, it's just not that often that people are buying mattresses, and so eventually they're either going to get tired of your email or unsubscribe from your list or whatever it is. But if you took a different turn on that and you were selling mattresses, but instead delivering information about, say, sleep studies or the latest sleep research that's going on in industries and so on, about that would be very useful and something somewhat interesting to the people receiving it, then they'll be willing to receive your emails for a long time, given that you're educating them on things that they're interested in.
Well, that's so, interesting example, Dave, but let's go further with that example. You buy a mattress about once every 10 years, I think it is, on average in the United States. So if you catch me as an email marketer, you catch me just after I have bought my new mattress and you're, you know, sending me stuff, I don't care how informative it is. How do you keep that up, that dialogue going for 10 years until it's time for me to buy the new mattress?
That's a really good question. And so, you know, to each industry, it's the issue is somewhat different. The mattresses is an extreme example, as you said. Every 10 years, you're buying a mattress. Maybe you're buying mattresses for your kids, but you're absolutely right. How do you keep that information flow up so that it's interesting? And it does get difficult and interesting. But we're about working with our clients, no matter what they're doing, whether they're selling cars or mattresses or the florist down the street or AT&T selling phone service. We're about making sure that more email messages are getting read by the people that they're being sent to, and so we work hard to make sure that the messages are interesting for the people receiving them.
All right, we're talking to Dave Kearney, CEO of Boomerang.com, and Dave, I just want to challenge you a little bit, because isn't email marketing dead in today's technology world? More and more of the younger people are going to SMS types of communications, things like Twitter and Facebook, very short messages to communicate with their friends and colleagues. Is email marketing still alive and well in this country?
Oh, sure. And in fact, if you look at the numbers, the email messages and email marketing and email between people is growing, continuing to grow. I just think that the SMS messaging and the email, they serve different needs. You're sending quick messages to your friends using SMS messages, and maybe you're receiving some information from some of the companies that you're interested through SMS. But in general, you're not going to receive much information or informative kinds of emails messages through SMS because of the limitation on character length and the limitation on the receiving devices. Now, that's not to say people don't receive emails on their iPhones and so on, but generally, I just think that they serve different needs. One would have said radio was dead when TV came along, but radio is still very much alive and kicking.
And flourishing.
Because it serves a much different need than television and other kinds of media.
All right, good example and good counter-argument to that. We're talking to Dave Kearney, who's the CEO over at Boomerang.com, an internet leader in email marketing. And Dave, you've got a variety of different services that you offer that include not only email marketing, but also surveys. And tell us a little bit so that we can better understand what Boomerang does. Tell us the different services, both the primary services and the advanced services that you have to offer.
Okay, so primarily we provide email marketing, email messaging services so that somebody has a, you know, in its simplest form, somebody has a message that they need to upload, that they need their recipients to receive. So they upload a message and they upload a list to us and we deliver that and then we give them back the results of all of that, whether the people clicked on the message, whether they opened the message, so on and so forth. And that's generally common among all email providers. But we provide also other kinds of intelligence services. For instance, we provide methods of taking your blog or your social media information that you're posting on your Facebook pages or your blog or web pages and automatically turning those into newsletters and other kinds of delivery avenues so that you can essentially publish your information once and deliver it in a variety of different ways. And so we provide automated ways of doing that. We provide automated drip marketing mechanisms so that if, for instance, I'll give you an example of that, one of our customers has a birthday club that their people are signing up for, and we're automatically delivering out email to their customer base several weeks and then a couple weeks before their birthday so that they can show up at the restaurant or whatever, excuse me, whatever our client wants them to do. We also provide, as you said, survey tools so that people can essentially request information from their customers. Always good to send out customer satisfaction surveys either after some delivery of service or some other interaction with your customer. So we provide services to send out surveys and report back to you on what they say and give you the data back. We also provide a number of integration services. We're integrated, as you mentioned at the start, we're integrated with Salesforce.com. So if your company uses Salesforce.com, our services integrate with that so that when you're sending out your email messages all of the responses and anything that happens from that email message that gets sent out gets delivered right back into the Salesforce database, so that your sales reps can then see whether people were opening emails or whether they were interested in various aspects of the email message that went out, and so on. So,
an interesting service.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said that's an interesting service, Dave. So it feeds back into Salesforce, so you know how many newsletters that I've sent out that my client has opened, and you can actually go in and admonish them and say, "Hey, Dave, I've noticed you haven't opened my last three emails. What's the matter?" A little big brother, isn't it?
You could look at it that way, yeah. But the other side is that I noticed that you've been interested in a certain kind of camera that we've been promoting, and you might want to. I can give you some more information about that. Help you decide on what camera to buy. So, you know, there's good parts in there. You could look at it as big brother, but. You can also look at it as information that our clients can use to help them provide better services and products.
Oh, that's good. We're joking around with Dave Kearney, the CEO of Boomerang. And Dave, one of the things I noticed that your company is very specific. You focus on basically three markets: retail, financial services, and software. Why did you choose to concentrate on just these three markets?
Well, we talk about those because those are generally some of the highest volume email senders. But if you look at our customer base, our customers are all over the map. I mean, we've got automotive, and one of our customers is Harley Davidson, all the way through big telephone companies like AT&T and Time Warner Cable. Our customers essentially run the gamut of industry, and we don't. Although we have specific tools for the retail world and the financial services world, generally our customers range all over.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, Dave, I'm going to ask you the hard question, because Boomerang is in an uber-competitive field. And so how does Boomerang compare to the other services that are out there, things like Constant Contact, which many of my listeners might know, MailChimp, AWeber, Pinpoint, you name them. How do you compare to some of these other competitors?
Right. Well, those companies, although we have a lot of the same tools that they have, a lot of them provide, all the ones you mentioned, provide a self-service tool where you can sign up with your credit card and upload your email message and upload your list and send out whatever you want. We go the extra mile in terms of providing support and help to make sure that your messages are more valuable. So, for instance, we have a full service component to what we do, where we provide we'll actually do the campaigns for you. So we'll create and design your messages. We'll create and design your email, your newsletters.
Mm-hmm.
We'll actually even hire experts in your field to help you write the articles for you for your newsletter if you don't have the time to do that. We find that most of our customers, I mean, you know, Bill, anybody can send an email message. The question is whether the email message is effective. And a lot of these tools out there allow you the ability to pick a template and create an email message. But if it's not valuable to the people that are receiving it, you're just going to get relegated to the spam folder. So the question is, what we provide and what Boomerang prides itself on is helping our customers make better choices and deliver better emails out to their customers.
It definitely sounds like a great system, Dave. Now, a question for you, because one of the big important topics when you're thinking about email marketing is the mailing list itself. Can Boomerang help capture email addresses and then add them to your email list and kind of keep that fresh and ongoing?
Absolutely. We provide form tools so that you can add a form to your website that where people fill out the form, the data goes right into your list at Boomerang. We also provide, we work with our customers to work on strategies. If you've got brick and mortar storefront, we have lots of strategies for collecting email addresses at the counter, at the point of purchase. Number of ways to collect email addresses, some technology that we can help with and that our tools help with, and other strategy and best practices for other situations where people aren't coming in on the web.
Wow, it's great information. We've been talking to Dave Kearney, everybody, CEO of Boomerang. Dave, if people are interested in this field of email marketing on the internet, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the company, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Well, certainly they can go to our website at boomerang.com, or they can go to our blog, which has a tremendous number of articles. We're publishing 4 to 6 articles a week.
Wow.
on best practices and the uses of our tools and so on. And that's at blogs.boomerang.com. And certainly if you have any solid questions, you can call us at our 800 number.
No, that's great. We've been talking to Dave Kearney, who's the CEO of Boomerang.com, one of the oldest internet email marketing companies in the United States, going all the way back to 1994. Dave, thank you so much for being our special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Dave.